So I wake up and it's a really nice sunny day. There's one or two clouds in the sky, but they're not moving, which I found weird. I look to the right and there's a bus stop. No one there. Weird. But how did I get here? I went out drinking last night and probably had too much, but I thought I went back to my friend's house and stayed the night. Clearly, something's happened in between. I stand up and listen for any sounds, cars, anything, but I hear nothing. Where am I? I wasn't here before all of this. Am I even in the same town as before? Normally, when I drink, I can remember what happened the night before. I've never been blackout. I don't know what to do. So I get up and I just start walking. Walking towards these houses in the distance. This field seems to last forever. And then I notice there's no wind at all. It's a nice day and all, but normally there's some kind of breeze. But here, nothing. Just completely dead air. Maybe that's why the clouds weren't moving. But I've never known that happen before. But then again, I've never really noticed it in the first place. I come up to this really empty road. It almost looks pristine, like it's just been built. All the houses look like modern new builds, but I don't see any sign of anyone living in any of them. Almost like I've come up to a village that's just been built and no one's moved in yet. I walk up to this roundabout and I walk across it. The words are all jumbled on the floor. You know when they make those signs to say where you are, or the name of a town in flowers, but the words and letters are all just jumbled and it makes no sense. I keep walking and I come to this pond. I look into it looking for any sign of any fish, any leaves in the pond, anything. And there's nothing. The water's not moving. There's nothing in there. But the water looks perfect and pristine. This is becoming really weird. I walk across a little bit further and I notice a swing. Again, the swing's not moving, and no sign that anyone had been there. In the distance, I see something moving. But you know when you're looking in the distance on a sunny day and it kind of looks a little bit hazy and blurry? This is how it looked, kind of blurry. Didn't look completely right. I thought I'd walk over to it anyway. It looked like the figure of something or someone. Really tall, though. Probably taller than anyone I'd ever seen before. I keep walking up to it. Then, all of a sudden, this figure moves behind the house. I figured it's my brain playing tricks on me. All I need to know is where I am and how to get out of here and get back to my own town. As I walk up to it, I find nothing. I look to the right, and where this object moved to, there's nothing there. Just a massive field again. So, if I did actually see somebody, they would have been in that field. This makes absolutely no sense to me. So, I keep walking towards where there's a big block of houses. Actually, it looks almost like an apartment block in one of these places. I figured maybe someone would be over there. I walk over there, and again, same story. Absolutely no one. But in the distance, probably say a quarter of a mile down the road, I see what looks like a big shopping mall. So I thought that's where I'm going to head to. I don't know where I am. I don't recognize this place. I've seen this one figure that I thought was a person, but clearly it was my mind playing tricks on me. So I wandered over, and it took me, say, 15 minutes or so to get there. I walked through the door because the signs are on, the doors are open, and I'm in this shopping mall. Just nothing, just the humming ambience of some background fans. You know those big industrial ones that make that low, deep hum? That's all I can hear. I keep walking in, and all these shops are empty, but there's these really tall mannequins in every single shop. You know, you have the mannequins in the front window of shops. like that, but really tall. But these ones were a little bit more creepy. They had hollowed out eyes and no real features on their face. I want to say a mouth, but it wasn't really a mouth, just more of a slit. I was kind of creeped out by this, and I really just wanted to know where I was and how to get home. So I kept wandering around, and again, out the corner of my eye, I saw one of these figures move. Now, this was just a glance, right out the corner of my eye, across the other side of the mall. But I'm certain I saw the arm move of one of these figures. I can't understand it, and I think my brain's playing tricks on me. Surely this can't be happening. Where am I? I wandered around, thinking maybe someone was in the shop, and I get up to this figure, and it looks exactly the same as all the other ones, except this one's arm was the wrong way round. What's going on here? All of a sudden, I hear this huge crash, and I jump out of my skin. My heart's racing, and I can't hear anything but my heartbeat. I really slowly edge out to the door. And what's happened is the doors to this mall have been slammed shut. You know those big metal ones that they close down on the front of stores? It was like one of those, but it just completely slammed down. I run down the stairs and try to find whoever slammed these shut. It must have been somebody. Someone has to be here. A janitor, someone. What is this place? I'm so confused. Are there other people here? No one. I look out where the slits are in the metal, and all I can see are the houses that I walk past. Still dead, nothing, no wind, no sound, nothing. I turn around and look up towards the shops. Now, I want to give you an idea of what this looked like. So, I was facing towards some escalators, one on either side, one coming up, one coming down, right in the middle. On the bottom row, there's shops either side. The top row, shops either side. Mannequins in all the windows. But now they weren't facing towards the shop windows like they were before. All of them had turned their heads and were facing me. All of their arms facing the wrong direction and bent at the elbows backwards. Now this is where I was really spooked. I ran as fast as I could, trying to find anything. All I could see in the distance was this dark corridor. Maybe if I went in there, I could get away from them. Something's not right here. My brain's clearly playing tricks on me, and I don't know how I'm in this place. I thought maybe I'm in this just weird nightmare, but I wasn't waking up from it, and it felt so real. I could feel my heartbeat, I could feel everything, I could hear the sounds, the humming in the background, but this can't be real. So I make it into this dark hallway. At the end of it is a red humming light. I can't really make out what it is. It's a flickering, weird light in the distance. Almost like an exit sign, but just a weird, dim red light. I can't figure out what this is, but I need to head towards it. It's the only sign of anything that I've seen in this place is actually supplied by any electricity, something going on. Everything else has just been dead here. So I head towards it and try to get away from these weird mannequins. Again, the most sickening sound I've ever heard in my life. The same sound I heard of metal slamming on the ground I hear again. I turn back and I can no longer see the light of the shopping mall. It's completely dark. I head back to turn towards the red light, but it's off. I'm in complete darkness. I stay silent. I don't know what's happening here. I feel like something's following me, but I don't know what. Is it these mannequins? Is it that thing behind the house I saw so long ago? I just don't know. I try to move, but every time I try to move, it feels like something's stopping me. It feels like my body's rejecting moving in the direction of where the exit should be. As I get closer and closer to where I think the light should be, I see something out the corner of my eye. My eyes are just adjusted to being in this darkness. I must have been here for a minute or so now. And I see what looks like almost a shadow. Not next to me, but behind me. Every time I move, it moves. But it can't be a shadow. I'm in near on pitch black darkness. That's when I wake up. I wake up in the same spot, laying on the floor, on the grass, looking up towards the sky. A couple of clouds in the sky, no wind. The bus stops there again. The same houses in the distance. What's going on? I can't seem to get out of this cycle that I'm stuck in. Is there a way out of this place? Am I going in the wrong direction? Am I dead? Am I alive? I really don't know. No matter what way I go, I wake up in this same place, the same spot. These things are always here, and I can't seem to escape them. The closer they get, I seem to wake up in this same spot, on loop, almost recycling the same place I just can't seem to get out of. It's like a level I can't escape, and I don't know what's happening.